Hello, Andrea.
Yeah.
Hello. What program are you in?
I'm in life sciences, the health science stream, and I'm planning on majoring in human biology.
Okay. And you're in medicine for youth, right?
Yes. It's a club aimed to support people who are students who are interested in medicine and health sciences.
Okay, cool. And you joined this year?
Yes, we started this year too.
Oh, you started this year?
Yeah.
Okay. And your first year?
Yeah.
Okay, see. So so tell me more about the group, Medicine for Youth. So yeah, what do you guys do around campus?
Yeah, so as Medicine for Youth, we basically aim to empower youth who are interested in medicine or medicine-related fields. So we give them opportunities, resources, and support. And while we do offer a lot of support for students who are interested in going to med school, our club is open to everyone who's interested in medicine. So for me, I'm interested in a lot of broad medicine and health science related fields, but even being in this club, I'm able to explore different types of fields, and I hope this is also beneficial to students who might be interested in medicine but not sure what they exactly want to do.
So. Does Medicine for Youth have any events coming up this semester? Any workshops, any mentorships? Could you tell me about that?
We were planning on having a big tri-campus event in March, so we're going to be partnering with the Medicine for Youth branch at UTSG and UTM, and we're going to have a lot of hands-on like panels, so students can walk around and see all these panels, and I think even have any hands-on opportunities like suturing and also stuff like that. And if you join us and become a member, we also offer an ongoing monthly newsletter where we highlight like different research opportunities and in the medical science sector, as well as like stuff that's going on in the field of medicine. So like I believe it's something about like how pregnant women how it impacts their bodies and stuff like that is really interesting. And I feel like students should join us and become a member and also join our newsletter. So just to keep up with what's going on, especially if you're interested in the field of medicine.
Interesting. So you and your group, you guys help other students who want to get into the medical field and tell people about opportunities in research and other things relating to medicine.
Right.
That sounds like a good thing. So for the group you guys have now, is everyone, I'm guessing everyone's planning to get into the medical field, right?
Yeah, some of us are planning on going to med school. For me, I don't really have it figured out yet, but I was planning on maybe becoming a nurse or like something medical school related. I feel like I already have a lot of experience with like medicine and like working with, probably not working with patients directly, but like the just working behind the scenes in the hospital field. So being part of this group and being surrounded with people who also want to go to med school or also interested in medicine is really beneficial for me. Especially just to explore like what it's like to be in medicine and stuff like that.
Yeah. So this group would kind of cover like medical school, like doctors, nurses, pharmacists, right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe dentists even, would you say?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. It sounds like a good thing. And it sounds like there's a value in this. Yeah, and the newsletter sounds great too. I like that. Yeah, and telling people about opportunities. What are some of Medicine for Youth's long-term goals?
Well, long-term, we obviously want to support any students who are interested in medicine and offer more opportunities. So especially when people, they have aspirations or goals to go to med school or work in the medical field, it can be like daunting to kind of navigate that field. And we really want to support these students who are interested in going to medicine and like medical related fields. And we also have like another panel about epilepsy in neuroscience research, which many students might not have a lot of opportunities because epilepsy in neuroscience might be more, there's not a lot of organizations that offer this. So we're going to be collaborating with the Epilepsy Associate, Students for Epilepsy Association, and also Synapse, which is a neuroscience club. And this will be one of our panels and events that we'll be offering for students who are interested in medicine and basically just want to explore more different fields of medicine that they might not have known of before.
Yeah. I'm no expert on medicine, but it sounds like there's a lot of different areas of study and expertise in the field that someone can go into. You mentioned pregnancy, you mentioned epilepsy. Is there a specific one that you're interested in?
For me, I'm interested in nursing, so taking care of people, helping others. I feel like medicine, a lot of people think that we're like serious people, which yes, we are like serious and like we are focused on our academics. But I also feel like people are missing the fact that being in medicine is also about supporting others, helping others. And it's really a community engagement, like being a part of the community and being part of helping others is really what being a part of medicine is about. And I think also being a part of this club, I really want to in the future help others like realize that it's like about helping others as well. So I also want to bring more opportunities for people to engage with the community and also be interested in medicine as well.
Yeah, I'm just curious, but where were you raised? Were you raised in Canada or were you raised there?
Yeah, I was raised in Canada. I'm from Newmarket, which is like an hour north from here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm from like a Chinese background and my dad's Taiwanese. So, yeah, there might be some like stereotypes that, my parents pushed me to be in medicine and the medical field. But honestly, I feel like my family is more chill. Like my mom in particular, like kind of stresses that like growing up, it's not about like getting the most money, getting like whatever. It's more of like learning to be able to think for yourself. Like being independent is like more more of a priority in our family than like being the most successful. So like, I think because of how I was raised, I kind of grew up wanting to like help others and help others become more independent and less dependent on others. So yeah, that's why I think the field of medicine is also really great. It's like helping others to become more independent.
Yeah, it's important. And so getting in, you know, the nursing career route, that sounds like it was your choice.
Yeah, I did apply to a few nursing programs and I did get into almost all of them, except I wasn't sure if I like wanted to fully commit to being a nurse. So that's why I chose the life science program. It's more like broad. I'm also in co-op, so I can like kind of explore different fields and different co-op opportunities to help figure out what I like and I'm interested in.
Yeah. Where would you like to do work? In Newmarket, in Toronto, somewhere else in the world?
Yeah, I was thinking looking near Toronto. And also, I was also looking at like exchange opportunities abroad, like maybe in Europe, like Australia, anywhere like that. Like, I think that's interesting, being able to go out there and like help others and also like contribute to the community.
And are you planning to get a master's in nursing? Is that is that usually the route that people go in nursing, or is that it for it's not or is that not necessary?
I feel like you just need a nursing degree, and then depending on the program, because I know there's like accelerated nursing programs, and I believe like just going to the accelerated nursing programs, like I think those are usually like 3 years. I think you can apply straight for a registered nursing certificate.
So, oh, okay, yeah. I see. And maybe a master's of nursing would be to expand your career, right? Yeah. Would you consider that in the future?
Yeah, maybe. Because actually, my aunt, she recently completed her master's in pharmaceuticals in Taiwan. And yeah, it was like really interesting. And yeah, I'm like really proud of her. And also, that might be something I'm interested in looking at. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So you said that Medicine for Youth is a tri-campus group. So they're at St. George?
Yes, I believe so.
And are they also at U of T, Mississauga?
I believe they are at UTSG. I'm not sure UTM, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. I see. So they started at St. George?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Do you know when they started?
I'm not exactly sure. No? But because okay. Medicine for Youth also has high school branches, so oh, yeah.
Are they anywhere else in Canada or other universities?
Yeah, I believe they're also like in America as well.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay. So they, you know, they've been around a little while. They've been around the world a little bit.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Interesting. Yeah, it's cool that they've branched out into U of T Scarborough, because I mean there are a lot of aspiring doctors at this campus, right?
Right.
Cool. I'm sure there'll be more info on that on the internet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So from what I hear, it sounds like you suggest that others on this campus who want to enter, you know, be a doctor, dentist, nurse, a pharmacist, it sounds like this group would benefit them, like the network community. Right. Do you guys have alumni?
I'm not sure, because we just started from this fall.
Right, at this branch, yeah. Right? But yeah. But I guess other branches of Medicine for Youth would have alumni, right?
Right.
If they've been around a while.
Yeah.
So having those connections would be helpful for students, right?
Yeah, like we're not just providing like support for and opportunities for medical students. Like we're also like just students who are interested in medicine in general, and also just like we're not just like pulling opportunities and then just like tossing it to them. We're also like there to support, like for example, for our standard first aid and CPR training, it's not just students who are it's not just students in the campus who are doing it, is also members of our group as well, who are also taking getting certified. So it's like a network of students who are interested in medicine coming together, all have like similar interests in medicine, and just having this network is a really good way to build a community and like support others.
Yeah, and help people in their goals. Yeah. Right. Yeah. You touched on this before, but I'm curious about what are, maybe you could you tell me about some misconceptions about people in the medical field or aspiring medical professionals? What are some misconceptions about these people that you can think of?
I'm not, this is not really a misconception about like specific people, but one misconception I hate hearing is like people who say that if you have a degree or you're pursuing a degree in biology, the only successful career is to be a doctor. Mm-hmm. Which that's like really annoying to me, because there's actually so many career like paths that you could take with that degree. Like for example, my mom, she was also here studying here at UTSC, but she was doing part-time studies. So she was doing a double minor in, I think, psycholinguistics and business. So one of her jobs that she had before was working at a hospital, like behind the scenes. So she was purchasing all the equipment for like surgical equipment for the hospital. And during that job experience, she's met a lot of people. Also working behind the scenes, there's actually, I'm not exactly sure her position, but she was like kind of like the middleman of the doctors and like medical professionals and the people working behind the scenes. So she would distribute all the medicine. And prior to her position, she was actually a nurse. So like, that's just an example of how much opportunities and how much other career paths you could take with going to med school or even taking a degree in biology. So yeah.
Yeah. And I can think of some other ones, maybe, you know, I mean, research is one, of course, right?
Yeah.
Biology, I think, would branch well into, you know, working with wildlife even, right? So, yeah, that's interesting, though. Yeah, it's not just, you know, there's not, it's, I do agree with you. I don't think there's just one path for biology students. You know, there's many options, right? I think if I, you know, I studied journalism, if I were to study the science, I think I would have chosen biology, but not to become a doctor, but maybe to work with wildlife. I think that would be a fulfilling career. So because since it sounds like you want to go more the nursing route instead of the doctor route, so maybe you don't have the most perfect answer for this, but what would be some, actually I was going to ask you, what would be some challenges of getting into medical school? You could touch on that if you want, but how about some challenges relating to getting into and completing nursing school?
I believe some challenges would probably be like being persistent at obviously your grades, and also just like having the hands-on experience to become a doctor or like to become a nurse would be kind of a challenge for most people, because I guess a lot of people, they're focused on their grades, but they neglect the fact that they need to also build like their ACs and like community
ACs,
like extracurriculars.
ACs, okay.
And then also community engagement.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I said before, like a lot of people neglect the fact that going into med school, going into these medical related fields, and it's not just about grades, it's also about helping others and like community engagement. So I think that would be like a difficulty in that fact.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you suggest for students who want to get into nursing, it's and I guess I would say also the medical field, and I mean and also for being a doctor, that's helpful to expand your network with these people in these careers, and also to gain experience through extracurriculars and other things beyond classes, right? So maybe doing things, you know, if you only stick to your classes, you might not be getting, you might not get the full advantage that you could, right?
Right.
Interesting. So in terms of, you could tell me about medical and or nursing, but what are some of the best schools in Canada that you know of that offer either nursing or medicine, like a medical school?
I heard for in Canada, maybe McMaster. I actually got rejected from McMaster, but like, yeah. I've heard like McMaster, their undergraduate and maybe even their graduate medical school is pretty good. And also maybe Western as well. I got accepted into Western nursing, but I ended up choosing here because like I still didn't know if I wanted to commit to nursing. So I think those two universities are just, to name a few, some universities that have good medical schools.
Yeah. So is McMaster's considered a prestigious one?
I believe their health science like programs are pretty good. Yeah.
Okay, I see. How about U of T St. George? Is their medical school?
Yeah, I think they offer various like medical schools. I saw like there was pathology, dentistry, nursing, and yeah.
Cool. So theirs is good too.
Yeah.
Yeah. U of T Scarborough doesn't offer much for that, do they? If anything, right?
Well, I also chose here because they're also building that health science academy. And then also here, because St. George doesn't have co-op or has like really limited co-op opportunities and co-op program like already built in. Well, yes, like the UTSG campus does have, it's like downtown. So there's a lot of like opportunities already. I'd say co-op would be better for if you're struggling to find opportunities and you want to integrate working and learning at the same time.
Yeah. So UTSC is building and expanding on their what they have, you know, what they have for students who want to get into medicine, right?
Yes.
So they're going to have a medical school?
Yeah, and also because I believe I'm the first cohort to have, because they offered this health science stream. So it's like a pathways to health professionals. So people who are interested in medicine can choose between like the regular life science stream or the health science stream. So I chose the health science stream because I believe it'd be like more beneficial for me. And also knowing that they're building a health science academy, it might be like better for me. So that's why I chose.
Yeah. Do you know when this health science academy is going to be finished? Do you know when we're going to have it here?
I think they said 2026.
So. Okay. So really close.
Yeah.
So soon people will be able to study to be doctors and nurses, dentists here at UTSC?
Right. I'm not sure the exact details of like the health science academy and like the program they're gonna implement, but yeah, it seems promising. So
yeah, it sounds like a good thing, and you know, it brings me joy to hear that this campus is expanding and just having more to offer to students, Canadian students, Scarborough students, and international students too.
Right.
So I'm guessing you joined Medicine for Youth also to expand your network, to learn from people, to have that community, and have those opportunities that would benefit your career, right? Well, thank you, Andrea. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's about it.